life.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com! James, James.
What?
Man, I'll tell you what, I'm near death. I feel near death, so if you hear a twinge in my voice, it sounds like, hey man, Ross, you sound like shit. I'm probably dying. I probably have fucking pneumonia.
Ugh.
Pretty convinced of that, by the way.
Died on air.
Be great. Great for the show.
I know. It's like that Free Solo documentary.
Yes.
They wanted him to fall and die so bad.
So did I. Is it weird that when I watched that, I did too? And I thought that was going to be the ending of that movie.
Yeah, I did too. And he was so nihilistic about life anyways that I was like, he doesn't care.
Yeah,
he doesn't care if he dies.
No.
So, you know.
Yeah. I felt the same thing. And when I watched that, because it was... It deserved the Oscar, I thought, by the way, because hey, man, there was a chance that he was going to die every single second of that movie.
Yeah, and they did a good job.
They did a great job.
They did a good job. I was like I said, I do not recommend smoking as much weed as I did before I watched it.
I actually do, because that's going to amp up the anticipation.
But
of
you're afraid
dying.
Of heights, no?
I am. And so I watched a little bit of it.
I think you would have freaked out.
Here's what happened to me. And it's happened to me now, so forgive me at home if you're subscribed on YouTube. I'm sweating a little bit. Again, near death.
Right.
If you see a little glistening on me, that's why. That's what happened when I watched that movie. My palms.
You started sweating?
Dead serious. My palms. I watched about, so I caught, before it went to whatever outlet you watched it on, because you were watching it on streaming something the other night.
Yeah, and I can never, Hulu maybe?
Yeah, whatever it was, right? Because there's 900 apps. I caught it on, I believe it was Discovery Channel did a one-night premiere of it after it left theaters, and I caught like 15 minutes of it. No lie, palm sweaty. Eminem, Mom Spaghetti, the whole shit for me. Watching that guy for 15 minutes, and I was like, oh my God. I finally just switched it over to something else, and I want to sit down, watch this as a whole, because I knew I was going to walk away at some point to go do whatever it is I do.
And you didn't want to miss the death.
Yes. And I was like, oh, I thought it was going to end. Oh, wait, you're telling me it doesn't end like that, obviously. The guy was on stage at the Oscars. This is all dumb.
You think you would have heard that the guy fucking died?
I'm hopped up
on
meds.
No, he did
today.
Not die.
He got on stage and accepted the Oscar. I'm hopped up on meds. I thought it was going to, the way it was playing out, was going to end like the bear guy, where it was just like, well, bear fucking ate him, dude.
Oh, Grizzly Man. Mm. That's in my top 10. I would put Grizzly Man in top 5 documentaries. Mm. Oh, with that, who's the voice? You know what I'm saying?
No.
Herzog.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
Werner Herzog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's
that
great.
That voice. Ugh. With that weirdo.
Knocked it out of the park on that one.
Speaking of, you showed me a video of this.
Which one?
The bear.
Oh, yeah, the bear attacking that lady in Russia yesterday. She fucking earned it.
I mean, it's going to happen.
I don't think it was a lady.
No, it was a dude. It was a trainer.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
And it's going to happen, no?
I think so.
What did you say?
Let's make it a death episode today. So I wanted that guy to die. You can't train a bear. Because here's what happened. If you haven't seen this video, it's going viral today. We're recording on Friday, so this will air on Monday. Chances are you will have seen this video by the time the show airs. A fucking bear in Russia at a circus that was like under 200 people.
That's the other thing you said was like, dude. There's just not a thing anymore, dude. I think it's just we know what goes on behind the scenes. Uh-huh. So a circus with like an animal that you know is in, you know, captivity every other second of the day.
Yeah.
I think we're done with that, right?
Yeah.
And
we're
so
all done with
there
that.
Was, what'd you say, 200? If it was a small crowd.
Very, very tiny crowd. Hey, one of our producer, Alex, is here, by the way. Jamie, if you could go and let Alec in. Let him in. There was a very small crowd, and the fucking bear was just pushing a wheelbarrow.
Yeah, that was the trick.
Why?
That was a trick that you tortured this bear for.
To and get then him to people push a wheelbarrow.
Taking pictures. They didn't say no flash photography. They didn't. They're just. You deserved it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all. It. I didn't feel bad.
No.
There was no twinge of like.
Nope.
Oh, God. It was just like, The whole time it's happening. Like, yeah. And then he probably dies. And then that's what should have happened.
That's what should have happened.
Same with Siegfried.
The guy lived, though, by the way.
Roy, yeah.
Yeah. This guy lived. The guy in Russia lived.
Right.
Siegfried lived?
I don't think they both lived, too. It was just...
Both lived. I think one of them died from something else.
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows? Either way, I know why I'm going to die. This travel schedule has been brutal. There has been no let up in this game. Not that I'm complaining whatsoever. It's just it's the wrong time to be sick. On the way over here, feeling like shit, feeling like I'm going to die, hopped up on Dayquil.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, there's just a tiny alert. Like I went to switch a song on my iPhone in my car.
Uh-huh.
Went to switch a song, and then I accidentally caught like a weird flash of something, like kind of in between apps where I'm swiping and, you know.
Sure.
I'm driving. I shouldn't have been swiping like that. And it just said, Jesus is risen. And I was like,
And you almost crashed. And you almost died.
Almost crashed my car. Almost died. But I was able to hit the Spotify button real quick.
Right before you died.
Right before I died. And yeah. And I'm like, oh, what was it? And the album is called Jesus is King.
Okay.
Would have been appropriate. Would have been appropriate for a death scene.
Because you always like to, speaking of death episodes, mm-hmm. you like to, when someone dies, go to their last
correct
thing.
That would have been mine.
So, but we would have had to go through your cell phone and see what was the last thing he did. And it was like, of course, that's what he died because of. Pressing that Spotify.
I died for Kanye's sins is sure. what would have happened.
Right.
For those of you who've been following along at home with the Kanye saga. With his fucking album.
Is it coming out? Is it not? Is it real?
Delayed for a month again. Last night, so Kanye puts out a tweet yesterday that says it's coming out at midnight last night, right?
And you're like, heard this before, buddy.
I'm up. I don't feel well. I've been having trouble sleeping. And I'm up. And I'm like, I'll flick on a couple songs, whatever. I'm up. You know, pop some of those Raycons in, those new headphones.
Mm-hmm.
No album. Fans are raging against the machine. No fucking album last night. And I'm like, yo, I just put the phone down and finally went to sleep. And I was like, boy, we're going to rage on Kanye today. And then literally on the drive over, it pops up, Jesus is King. And I'm like, oh my God.
What is that? Can you explain what happened at midnight, between midnight and it popping up?
Yes, I can absolutely explain this.
Okay.
For the people at home.
Or just me.
He, well, for everyone, in case you don't know, he fucks with things until the last second. And the way that technology is now for albums, right? You can submit it just via email to your publisher.
So he announced he's putting it out.
Correct.
And crazy ass fucking Kanye decides.
So let's say
that he needs to tweak something.
Yeah. Let's say, and this is a hypothetical because I don't know what label he's under. Let's say it's, I don't know, fucking Capitol, just to say it. I don't know what label he's under. There is probably a staff of 8 waiting at Capitol all day long, all night long, to get this album, put it up on all the platforms, and they can leave, go home, done with their day. They probably stayed up for 36 hours straight. Because the album didn't drop until noon today. And I was like, fans raged last night. And they were like, fuck you.
Of course they did.
I am done with waiting for this shit. Blah, blah, blah. As was I. I was completely prepared to rage against Kanye today.
Mm-hmm.
In the midst of my sickness, in the midst of me possibly dying, I was able to hit Spotify. And if you don't, I guess if you don't have the fucking thing for the month, whatever their cost is.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it go on shuffle, so you can't listen to it in order, which is why I like Apple Music. But maybe, I don't need to
pay a premium
right,
or something.
But it wasn't on Apple Music on the way over, and I was like, oh, fuck. Because I tried it when I left the driveway, but it was on Spotify. So it makes you go to shuffle, so you don't know what song is popping up or whatever, right? I just, in the midst of it, where I was just like, well, this is the last thing I'm going to listen to before my car crashes and I die. just press the goddamn shuffle button on Spotify. A song called Selah, S-E-L-A-H, pops up, boom, I hit play. It was the most glorious fucking banger of all time that I was like, well, that's out the window. If I wanted to hate you, I can't now. And also, I had it up at full max volume. Having a little trouble hearing out of this ear today, out of the right guy. If that's the song I died to, because I think about that. I think about what song I would like to die to. Mm-hmm. Would have been perfectly fine with that. I'm going to pop it on the end of today's episode. It's super illegal. I don't really give a shit. But play this at a max level where you're just like, all right, yeah, fuck. If I died, that'd be a fine song to go out to.
Okay.
So right before we walked in the studio, it had gone to the next song, which was, I was halfway through another banger, and I was like, shit, we have a big guest coming in this afternoon for Drinking Bros. Could not sit and listen to the rest of the album.
Is it very gospel-y?
Oh, it is okay. 100% gospel, but it is powerful. Remember sure. Jesus Walks?
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay. That, look, again, I am one song in, so forgive me if by the time this airs, you guys are listening to this and you're like, yo, the rest of the fucking album sucks. I don't know. I just know this one song and a half of another one, banger, where I'm like, holy shit. Holy shit. And if the rest of the album is like that, because he's trending, I'm looking at it, he's trending number one right now. This is going on live. We're taping it, you know, 12:30 right now. This is going on live right now. Kenny G. Kenny G is on the fucking album.
Oh, I feel like I heard that.
I did too, but is that real?
Because he didn't played know if that was real. At somebody's birthday. Like Kim hired him for Kylie's something, and it was hilarious.
Really?
And she put it on her stories, and it was like, fucking Kenny G. Like,
man, every single thing trending on Twitter right now is Kanye and individual songs. Right. So I don't know. The one that I just quoted to you isn't, and to me it is a goddamn banger. And I'll tell you if it's not, right? Mm-hmm. I'll be the first one to tell you, like, hey, man, like his last album, I liked it, but it was very artistic.
Right.
I'm sure this is as well, if the whole thing is about Jesus.
Yeah.
And gospel-y. It is, but there is a way to make that shit slap. And one for one so far, I'll listen to the rest of it after this. But, man, if he's able to do that, turn a gospel album into just a fucking whole thing of bangers like that. Crazy. I yeah. caught part of his interview last night with Zane.
Mm.
You know his last name?
Zane? No.
I don't either. It's Zane from BBC, the bald guy. Kind of looks like Moby.
And just does everybody.
He is the Joe Rogan of musicians. He does every musician on the planet. He's interviewed Kanye, what, two or three times?
Yeah.
So his...
All those clips of... Like the memes of Kanye
yeah.
are in interviews with this guy because he just goes fucking off.
Off.
When he's with him.
Right, off. I caught part of the interview last night because they were releasing it in segments kind of to tease it out. I'm assuming it was to go with the album release because yeah. it was for Beats.
Zane Lowe.
It was for Beats with Apple, which is their new.
Got it.
Kind of video platform where it's like they drop maybe a 45 to hour interview with the album as it comes out. Mm-hmm. They did it for Post Malone as well. And so they were dropping it in pieces last night where it was just like, oh, hey, we're not ready for this yet because the album's not out yet. And the interview was crazy. He was like, look, man, I am done with the rest of the shit. I'm a son of Christ now and all this other stuff. And I was like, oh, boy.
Well.
Oh, boy. Like, if you wrote a movie about somebody, like a huge rock star, or rapper, or whatever,
mm-hmm.
over time, Dewey Cox style, Darnell Dawkins, Mouth Guitar Legend style, sure. losing their mind towards the end, that interview to me was like, well, that's it. This album's going to fucking suck. And
because it seemed like he lost his mind.
Yes. Not lost his mind, but you know when, like, you ever see a celebrity where they've gotten too famous and...
They're out of touch and they like think just they can't another relate to planet. Anyone normal.
Yes.
Their experiences are yep. not universal and they're talking like, oh yeah, everybody knows that
yeah.
you do this. And
that
like,
that
no.
is exactly what I
sure
saw when I saw this interview and I was just like, whoa, he is. That's it. That Indian has left the reservation.
Sure.
And I don't know what this album's going to be and good luck. He announced another one last night. That was going to drop on Christmas Day. another album about Christ.
So you can expect that 2 years from now?
Probably.
Or three?
2023.
Okay.
2023.
Okay.
But man, powerful. Powerful.
I wonder
so
if
far.
There was something to the not dropping it.
Ah, Salah has now entered. Has now entered the Twitter feed.
Mm.
Trending. So, all right, Ross. Yeah, still got it. Still got it. Big guy still got it.
Still a purveyor of taste. Good for you. Good
man,
for you.
Either way, this is going to be the talk of the weekend, obviously. Because there's not another album coming out for like this for a while. The rumor is, not the rumor. Coldplay's got an album coming out in November. I realize, people at home, you don't have to fucking write me. I'm the only person that apparently likes Coldplay.
Quintessence.
I'm fine with admitting it. Fine with admitting it.
Quintessence Coldplay.
We played the two songs off the last night's album.
Yeah. I think we're good on Coldplay.
No, I'm not. Enjoy them.
I think I'm good. I've had a lot of fun with them and a lot of fun at their concerts.
Uh-huh.
Just a lot of joy and happiness and love, right?
Yes, 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 yes.
But I think I'm good.
You know,
I don't know.
It's very positive. It's very positive.
It really is.
And I played you that song, and I'd listened to it before I played it for you, and I was like, I know exactly what we're going to say before you hear the new song, because that came out last night.
Right.
And Quintessence Coldplay.
Very
anthem.
Quintessence. Oh, very, very anthem, very whoa, very back and forth and catchy, and I'm sure at some point it will be caught in my head. You know what I mean? Like, at some point after I hear it a couple times, it'll be like, I'll sing it.
You'll already
see it on some kids' thing.
I was going to say, you can already picture like a stadium in Brazil of 110,000 people just shaking lit bracelets, singing, oh. I like it. It's very happy and upbeat. It's very on brand. Mm-hmm. Very on brand for Coldplay. Mm-hmm. But Adele's the other one, right? So Adele, there's a rumor that this is coming out November-ish, right around the holidays, which is the biggest time for books, biggest time for records. So it makes sense. What I've heard, and I think we've talked about this, was the divorce is kind of holding up the album.
Oh, yeah, because she doesn't want to give him
any of the money.
Mm.
I don't know what's going on with her.
It's gonna be hard, yeah.
But we saw a picture of her yesterday at Drake's birthday. She flew into Toronto to go to Drake's birthday because apparently they're great friends.
Yeah, she's just fucking cool like that, I think. I think she's fucking friends with everybody.
I think she wants to fucking date Drake. I've heard her interviews. She loves Drake.
Oh, yeah. In a serious way, I'm not sure.
Yes,
but like,
in a serious way. I honestly believe that. That's not the most shocking part. The most shocking part was it appears as if she's lost somewhere between 80 and 100 pounds.
Yeah, she's thin. Adele's thin. I don't know how I feel about it.
I don't either. I first came on the scene with Adele during One Tree Hill. She did a song during One Tree Hill, and I heard it in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yo, what is this? I got to find it. And then, boom. No, somebody had sent me it before that. And then I listened to it, and it was great. And then I heard the song on One Tree Hill, and I was like, oh, my God, that's that band that somebody sent me.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, if you go back to – what year was that probably? Probably looking at 2010, somewhere in there. If you go back and look at her pictures in 2010 to now, because she got a little thinner over the years.
Yeah.
Go back to 2010, man.
No, I know.
It was almost toward, who's the girl that just hopped out of bed and then got on that show and won everything? Susan Boyle. She was near Boyle territory. And you were like, oh, okay.
No, I think she was. Boyle wasn't big, that big. Adele was a large.
She's a bigger woman. And the first time I saw her, I told you, it was a 1 hour concert where she just drank beer and just. It was her and a microphone. That was it.
Yeah.
And like some form of backup band. She was just drinking beers on stage. And you're just like, didn't move. Didn't dance. Didn't move. Just stood behind a microphone. You were like, holy shit. Now, I mean, after those photos came out, I was just like, holy shit. She's always had a really pretty face.
Yes.
Yeah. Now you're like, oh, fuck. All right, Adele.
Yeah.
What if she ends up with Drake?
Ugh.
And they make an album together.
I don't know if Drake likes ladies. Does he?
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
Oh, okay.
He's got a kid. He knocked up that porn star in France.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The Rihanna thing fucked him up.
Oh, okay.
That was his end-all be-all, and then something happened.
They're
linking
him with Kylie Jenner, too.
Why not?
I say go for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I say go for it.
That's a fucking great power couple.
Right?
Oh, dude. Are you kidding me? There we go. Now we're talking,
you
Drake.
You always suggest
you
that
know I do.
Any guy mm-hmm. hook up with the Kardashian and hold
can.
On for
dear
life.
Yeah. Drake, I will say this.
I don't know if Drake is dark enough for those gals.
Yeah, he's fine. He's fine. She dated, I think, Blake Griffin. He was light skinned.
Oh, that's
too.
Right.
So
that's right.
You're good to
that
go
was
with
Kendall,
that.
Not Kylie, by the way.
Whatever. I get the two of them mixed up. I don't really know what the situation is.
Kylie's the one that's with the rappers and has the kids with the rappers.
Yeah.
Rapper
well, she's got one kid.
Yeah.
So does Drake, though. So
yeah.
You're good to go.
Yeah.
Wow. Fuck, man. Drake and the
I
Jenner.
I think it'd be great. I think it'd be great.
That'd be a. Because he's. No, shit. Him and Kanye are in that fight.
Oh.
I wonder how that.
Whoopsie daisy. Maybe it's a little bit of a.
How's Thanksgiving going to go? Is it going to be in Wyoming? Probably.
Did you see any of that ranch?
I did. It looked amazing. I wanted to do it.
You're going to join the cult. I knew you fucking would, dude. So I didn't want you to see the ranch.
Let me give you the backstory on this. One of my beef fries, one of my best friends, Bert Kuntz. I'm actually wearing his hat today. He owns a company called Bison Union. So if you're watching this, Bert and Candace, love your company. I love all their products there. We wear them all the time. It's some of the best apparel for men in the business, for real. And Bert... one day, just up and moved to Wyoming, moved the entire company, everything to Wyoming, and just said, you know what, man, I am unhappy in this city, fucking grind, rat race, whatever. I have my own company.
Right.
We ship clothes. It's clothes, hats, whatever.
Do it from wherever.
Do it for wherever I want to personally be happy. And then if I miss the city, I can go out and travel and kind of regroup. And then get back into it, right? He did, and genuinely. I had dinner with him March or April last time. It's been a while, but I had dinner with him. And at that point, he'd been living there for close to like 6 months, 8 months, somewhere in there. And I was like, how is it, man? Is this cabin? You've seen it. You've seen the Instagram photos.
Oh, yeah.
Photos.
It's a luxury cabin.
It is picturesque. He owns, I don't know. 15, 20 acres up there, but it was cheap as fuck. And he was on Drinking Bros podcast, and he did an interview about it, and he goes, hey man, if you think you can't do this in real life of what I'm doing, I think he said the entire place, which you've seen, you just said it was a luxury cabin, right? I agree with that. Mm-hmm. He was the one on air, was just like, hey man, it was like $350,000 for like 15 acres and this luxury cabin, and it's on a river.
Right.
I mean, it's amazing. And he goes, you can afford this. If you think you can't, you actually can.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, ah, all right. But part of me was looking at his Instagram every day, and it seemed to snow a lot and whatever. And I was like, can you really get sick of that much beauty? You know?
Yeah.
Is it a Wes Bentley American beauty thing of like bag in the wind?
Mm-hmm.
Can you ever get tired of so much beauty in the world?
Well, I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know. And I don't know the answer because I've never lived out in that type of environment before.
But you live with me.
I do live with you.
So can you get tired of that much beauty? Or
You mean like a physical human? Talking about nature this time, not physical. Jesse, you are picturesque every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't ever get tired of that, right?
No, never get tired of that. But physical, like walk out the door, like holy shit, I feel like I'm in a Norman Rockwell painting or. Ansel Adams picture?
I think I would, but I know there's probably a lot of people that would love that every single day. But I need to walk out into, I need to see a building. I need to see some people walking around. I need to, just sometimes.
Sure. I wonder. Because the way his setup is his pardon me, his t-shirt company, clothing company, but they do boots and everything else, is in town. So he does drive into a town every day.
Right.
I'm not going to say which one it is. Actually, I think it's Jackson. Fuck it. I don't know. Either way, again,
he drives into a town. Good for
near
us.
Death. I could be talking about like my grandmother's seance here in a minute, off the rails. But he drives into a town every day, so therefore he does go to work every day, and then he goes back to the cabin. Like, it's a small town, very very small town. Mm-hmm. He opened up a coffee shop there with Black Rifle Coffee as well, and so he's got the his clothing company and the coffee company there. So he does go into work every day, and then he goes back to the ranch. I don't know. I don't know what the right answer is. I asked, we had a guest on, Dan Cummins, who's got a great podcast called Time Suck, good friend of mine. And when he was on the show, I asked him this, because he moved to Court de Leon, Idaho, which is the same. Everybody's like, it's the most beautiful place in the world.
Yeah.
And I go, man, are you ever sick of it? And he goes, well, I do get to travel for live shows and everything like that. He goes, but no, it is the most beautiful place on the planet.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know, but it's starting to look more and more appealing. When I was watching that Kanye interview last night, you knew I was going to go down there, didn't you?
I just thought, you know, as soon as you see it, as soon as you hear him, I was like, he'd be very, we might need to keep you from joining the cult that he is starting. And he is starting.
I'm not You're joining not a, any cult or anything like
you're
that.
You're not into groupthink?
I'm into
You're not a real groupthink guy?
I'm into groupthink. I am. It depends on who the people are.
You're into groupthink? No, you aren't.
What do you mean?
I think you're mistaken.
Tell me what your definition of groupthink is.
Like a religion, like all these people just believing in one thing without really thinking for themselves.
No.
Groupthink is more like the dangers of a cult is groupthink. So...
let me look up the actual definition here.
Okay.
The practice of thinking or making decisions as a group in a way that discourages creativity or individual responsibility. No, then I'm not.
Okay. I'm into groupthink, man. I think it's fucking cool. I'm like, oh boy, come back.
Again.
Come back. Don't go to the cult.
Near death.
You're like, wait.
Could say anything today. Save
Dude,
this episode.
If Kanye came today,
oh,
he could
I'd be
get
all in.
You.
He could get me. I'd be all in.
He could say, you into groupthink? And you're like, yeah.
Yes. Let's do it.
I like it.
Give me a fucking beanie. Let's go out to the middle of the forest.
Right?
Give me a fisherman's beanie.
You're like, I saw your ranch. I'll go. I'll do whatever you need me to do.
No, I'm into
You're into trends.
No, not trends. I'm into groups getting together for creativity. I guess the opposite. What do you call that then? Fuck, man. I've worked in a ton of writers' rooms where it's like a bunch of writers get together and you pitch shit all day.
Yeah,
and
but
that's
you
fun.
Get to
what do you
pitch
call that?
Stuff.
Yeah.
It's just a creative, you know.
Think tank. There
a
we
think
go.
Think tank.
Thank you, Jamie. We were close. I had half of the word there. I had half of the phrase. Instead of groupthink, think tank. That's what I'm into. I'm into that sort of thing, but no, I'm not a follower of things of like, oh, hey, we're going to do this
blindly
today.
That's the deal.
Put on the clothes and do the thing. No, I'm not into that. But I am into groupthinks where you all kind of sit there and come up.
Think tank.
Think tank, yes.
Yeah.
God damn it, man. This is it today. This is the last
I think it's
show.
Fun.
Play Salah at the end
I
of this.
I think it's kind of
we're
fun.
We're
going
to play that song at the end of this, and then when I die, at least you'll be like, oh, shit.
So you're into think tanks. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. Think tanks are quite productive, and they're a good way to...
big into think tanks.
Sure. And that's cool. Nobody's actually against... I don't know anyone that's against a think tank.
I do. So in these writers' rooms that were think tanks, there was writers who got up and left who were just like, I fucking hate all your ideas. And I think you're stupid, and I'm leaving the room. And I was like, oh, shit.
And that's a very good distinction between groupthink and think tank is someone can get up and be like, fuck all you guys, I'm out of here.
Yes.
Whereas a groupthink, you're like, you'll get either beaten or you'll, you know.
Yeah.
So.
And I know, look, it depends on who it is. Two writers walked out of the last one I was in, and they were just like, oop,
because
all right,
of
cool.
You.
No. It's because of the.
I was just wondering.
I'm good in those. Like,
oh, okay.
I'll listen to anybody's shit and try to pretend, you know, play along with it and be like, oh yeah, that's possible.
Right.
Even last night, somebody hit me up and was just like, hey, man, I was listening to your Jeffrey Epstein episode. You know, there was a picture they found of him from overhead on this drone on his own island. And it was a lookalike in the, you know, he got out of the thing and they faked his suicide or whatever. And he goes, what do you think about this?
Oh, God.
And I go, I just wrote back and I said, eh, I'm willing to entertain it. I don't want to shit on his dreams.
You know? Sure. Look, anything's possible.
Yes.
I don't know why we're not talking about Epstein anymore, but
no one is.
We just aren't. Same
he
with
died
Harvey
and that's over.
Weinstein. He showed up at this actor's event.
I was up last night when this happened, and
okay.
I caught
it. Did you see the videos
yes.
of the people yelling at him and stuff? What is this?
So
the people that yelled at him and were like, "Dude, I feel uncomfortable that you're fucking here."
Uh-huh.
They get kicked out.
Yes.
Weinstein stays.
Yep.
What is he doing? What's going on? Is he like trying to
live a normal life?
Is he trying to have a comeback? Like, he was talking to people about funding projects,
uh-huh.
which is why a lot of them were cool with him being there.
Yes.
He is?
Yes. He's plotting his comeback. He's going to get off on this trial. I'm telling you right now. I've said this for a year. I know who the key witness is. I know what they're going to go after. And they're down to essentially this one woman because the others have kind of fallen off, right?
Are we down to the crazy girl
yes.
that they're going to just tear apart? And it's a shame, I will say.
He's going to get
it's
out of
shame.
This, I believe. And I think he is plotting his comeback. Really do. So like last night, he went out in New York City and was just like, yeah, let's go to a fucking comedy club.
Yeah, so it was this... It was hosted by Actors Hour, and it was a downtime bar in New York City, and it was sort of the speakeasy situation, and it was a bunch of actors, artists, and he's just there.
Yeah, with
hanging
a bunch
out.
Of ladies.
And so a bunch of ladies.
Young
and,
women.
Female comedians, so they're getting on stage and being like, so one of them... Not a lot of people said anything, actually. The Stuckless girl said something, and one of
the comedian, yeah, her last name is Stuckless, yes.
Kelly Bachman is the comedian. Stuckless is actually some kind of producer of some kind.
Okay.
But the Bachman girl was Kelly Bachman. Was the comedian that was saying stuff like the elephant in the room, and he's Freddy Krueger, and... You know, but people in the audience were booing her
yep.
and telling her to shut up.
Yeah.
Wow. Have we
yeah.
come full circle? I mean, are we now defending Weinstein in actors' events?
Here's what my theory is on watching this last night, because it was fucking awful. And it is a non-story today for whatever reason. Like, they didn't talk about it on the Today Show this morning. It is not trending, nothing. I don't even see it on most of the major media outlets. And
you were up, which is why
I was
you
up.
Saw it. But other than that.
Because I caught it live, and people were posting cell phone videos of it happening. And I was just like, oh, wait, what? I thought.
And this Ronan guy is doing Pharaoh or whatever, who wrote The Catch and Kill
right.
about all of this and broke
which
all
is out
of this.
This
everything
week.
Is
yeah.
now getting some pushback in interviews where people are kind of making it seem or asking questions that are like, why is he wanting to be the face of this?
Uh-huh.
And gearing it, you know, shifting it more towards him, his motives.
Also, and
whereas
also,
before they wouldn't even ask that question. I mean, it would be off limits
I'll
to
tell you
even
why.
Ask him.
I'll tell you why.
What his motives are.
In the case of Ronan Farrow, the last three or four people he's tried to out, you know, is he's one of those gotcha people like gotcha.
Right.
It has been incorrect and people have questioned it. And the New York Times said, I'm not going to publish this because I cannot confirm your sources.
Right.
And he goes, so you're going to have to find some place else to do that, man, because I've talked to these people and
so
they're not saying
what
you're saying.
So he was kind of riding that wave. And I think this Catch and Kill book actually came out.
It did.
At the bottom, whereas it should have. This book should have come out, I would say, probably 7-8 months ago.
It should have, yes.
Would have been fine.
Yeah.
Now, I think you're on like the the end of a wave.
So I pulled up the numbers.
And it came out at the wrong time.
Publishers Weekly today. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because these are the actual numbers, not the New York Times bestseller numbers.
Sure, New York
numbers.
Times is not a best-selling list. Yeah. And we all know that.
So I'm gonna pull this up. Elton John came in at number one. And I've told you guys this before. Like, the heavy hitters come out around end of October. We didn't want to get involved in this with our books, right?
No, too much. You know, you guys tried to time it accordingly.
Yes, and thank God we did, because I'm looking at these numbers right now. Elton John was number one. His biography, 71,000 hardbacks sold. That's a big boy number.
Holy shit!
That is a big boy number, but he's
in the first week.
First week.
Oh my God!
He is a big
that's
boy.
Crazy. Knowing what we musician. Know. No, I know.
But these are the. If you enter these months as an author, these are the numbers you'd expect to go against, right?
Sure.
Number two, I really needed this today, Words to Live By, Hoda.
I told you that. It's just a book of quotes.
That's it, right? Just quotes, her favorite quotes.
I think she writes some expert excerpts in there, but it is really just a book of other people's
words. Are you ready for her number?
Please.
55,000 hardbacks sold.
It's a lot.
That is fucking huge for a book of quotes.
That's a lot. Because there's a lot of book of quotes out there.
But to put that in perspective, I think a publisher gets usually make about $10 off a hardback. Just off the hardback alone, first week. Mm-hmm. Opening numbers, $550,000 for the publisher. Who is the publisher? G.P. Putnam's and Sons. Shit. Number three. Catch and Kill. So he came in at three and he sold, look, this is respectable, so I'm not going to shit on it.
Sure.
44,000 hardback copies. Not bad. He should have pushed that up. If he would have released it last week, that would have been number one.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't have gone up against Sir Elton John. Probably.
No. Or Hoda, to be completely honest with you.
No.
Hoda's a fucking powerhouse.
No. And I did find out the all-time record, by the way.
Of what? First week?
First week.
What was it?
Michelle Obama. Hardback, you ready for this number? 783,000 hardback copies first week. That is Bible numbers.
That is if you run, you win numbers.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
This is why Democrats are so far up her ass of like, please run,
please.
You will win.
She wouldn't.
Bro.
Not in a million years.
That is,
you're
outselling the Bible. I mean, I didn't know it was that many. I did not know.
Wow.
Yeah.
But
yeah, a week earlier, his whole shit, man, if that's what you make your career off of is gotcha moments, like, to me, you're kind of like a James O'Keefe, like the Veritas guy. You know, who's secretly recording people and all that other shit. And it's like the first few that he did that got out into the open, I was like, oh, wow, that's pretty provocative. And then after that, you were like, you're
I know,
because
you can argue that, you know, thankfully, he outed some of the people that he did, right?
Yeah.
I just think he's unlikable, and I think he had too
correct.
Many misses.
Yep.
And he just tried to ride the wave in the wrong way, I think.
Yeah, and he had a talk show before this.
Oh.
Bombed.
I'm sure.
And
he's a weirdo.
Yeah, they had to get him out of there.
Sure.
And then he started this whole campaign
campaign,
and he actually won a Pulitzer Prize, I believe, for his first story in the New Yorker.
He was getting, I mean, if Harvey Weinstein could have gotten away with killing him, he all but did, right?
Yeah.
So they came after these people in a way that if you continue with the story, I think you are doing a service, you know, at that point, at that point. And now with this book, and like I said, he's getting some pushback in interviews on certain outlets, like, right? Gayle King is like, what is up with you?
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, she's just, you know, she was just asking questions, like I said, that no one would have asked a year ago, let's say.
Mm.
You wouldn't be allowed to.
No.
You can't even, like, that's the thing. I think that's the difference between now and then, right, is that we can at least ask.
Mm-hmm.
Or with Weinstein, I think this whole thing, what they're taking from it, what the media is taking from it, is he is not convicted in the court of law. And we are convicting him in public opinion, which, you know.
Yeah.
I think that's the only, unfortunately, the only way that he's going to actually get convicted. Yeah. Right? And there is a lot of people, rich people, that get off, that beat charges where they actually did something, OJ.
Yeah.
Cosby the first time. So it's like, you know, I think.
I gotta tell you, we're close to getting OJ on the show.
When?
Fuck, I didn't tell you this story.
This feels like a very, like, personal conversation.
Again, whatever, the meds, man. Who
You're
knows?
Just, like, talking last to me like we're on, in la- at the kitchen table.
Last show ever. So who,
yeah, no, you.
Me,
I know,
cares?
He's going to die. So,
let's just say
the things you want
to
say.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's actually do it. So we talked to his son. We talked to Justin. And he was like, look, you can ask me anything. I guess his son's got a podcast starting, or it's out. And he's like,
it's
look,
a paywall, though. So
oh, it is.
You won't find it on.
That's fine.
I don't think OJ's is paywall anyway.
Well,
go ahead.
So that's where I'm going with this. Justin was like, hey, man, we can swap and do the show and do everything. The only thing that is off limits, and I thought he was going to say, is dad. It was like, no, you can't ask me about my mom. And I was like, all right, shit, we're down. So I think that's probably going to happen. And then we got in touch with.
Who's his mom, though?
We got in touch with OJ. And they said, hey, he'll do the show, but wait, we want to wait until OJ's podcast starts. And I was like, whoa, OJ's got a podcast? Whew, I did not know that. Did you know this?
Yeah, we talked about it, but it's going to be behind a paywall, I told you. So it will not be on iTunes in the same free way. Maybe Loop. I don't know who signed a deal with him, but it's going to be a pay.
So it was a friend of a friend, and we said, hey, can you give us proof? She was like, yeah, I'm with him right now. Snaps a picture and was just like, holy shit. Sent it to Dan and I, and I was just like, whoa, fucking OJ on the show? Are we crossing the line at that point? I don't really know.
Well, you know I won't be on the
show. No, you won't be. Blonde white girl, you won't be on the show. He's
no, I've told you many times.
Probably still looking for the
real
killers, though, right?
I will not even be close to the office.
You know what a beautiful segue from OJ Simpson is? Into ghostbed.com/drinking.
Perfect,
bros.
And they love it. Don't they love
every
it?
Every single time they love these reads. Look, I'm going to, I could be propped up in one. This could be my final resting place. In a ghost bed from ghostbed.com/drinking bros. Pay as you go program. There, that's the biggie. That's what everybody's talking about. 36 months, no interest. And it's like $38 a month for that shit. Mattresses, pillows. The Halloween deals are off the fucking chain right now. Off the Halloween chain. You know?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Off the Halloween chain. Off I'm decorating chain. Today.
Are you?
This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today. Get yourself a mattress, man. I want to look up these. If you're military first responder, you get 15% off forever. And that's everything in the store, which is amazing. I'm going to look up the Halloween deals because we're right here now. We're right on top of it. They could be giving away fucking dead bodies with it. Actual ghosts, you know? They could be giving away pictures of Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore inside all of your ghost bed boxes. Because it gets shipped to your house in a box, and then you pop it up, and it's like...
You know what they should
a hologram.
Send?
What if it's
yeah,
a hologram of them?
They should send a pottery wheel with their beds.
Speaking of wheels, that is their thing. So if you go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today, I'm right here on it now. It's a fucking party wheel. So you press the spin button in
yes,
the middle.
Oh, yes. That's a fun thing.
Here's the options. Free shipping, up to $200 off a mattress, up to $999 off a bundle package. What? That's a lot. It's like, Jesus Christ, man. It's like 3/4 off a goddamn thing. That's a lot going on there at ghostbed.com. They weren't lying. I was not expecting that. $1,000 off a bundle package. That shit's expensive, man. Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today. Good on you, Ghost Patty. They're always popping the deals off. Right?
Yeah.
$9.99 off a bundle package? What are you making, $8 then?
How are they making
it? I don't know. I'm looking at it right now. I thought I'm tripping.
Is it Halloween? They're just not going to make any money?
Maybe.
Oh, cool.
Sleep's so good, it's scary. Good for them, though. Shit. That's amazing.
They like to, like, the spookiness of not being able to pay bills. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. This spookiness like of the creepiness of it.
The creepiness of it. They're like, our family will go hungry so that you can get. And that's just the kind of people that they are. Hell, do you know what I mean? Our family will be on the streets so that you can have a bed.
So that you can keep going in your life.
Good for them.
I love it. Next up, we got StrikeForceEnergy.com, Jabes.
Boom, 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 boom. Shabloinker.
Four amazing flavors. I put a little in this. Again, I'm drinking this kombucha.
I'd put a little more if I were you.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Load it up, dude.
Load it up. Four amazing flavors. Grape, orange, lemon. And then there's another flavor that I'm blanking on right now.
Grape.
Again, riders on the storm.
Grape, lemon, orange, orange.
Last show ever. No, there's something else, right? There's four flavors.
Lemon, orange, grape, orange.
There we go. There we go. 10-pack, 40-pack, 750-milliliter bottle. Daddy is having a hard time. 10-pack.
Eesh, dude.
40-pack, 750-milliliter bottle.
Eesh.
Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS, 20% off. They ship everywhere in the entire world. No carbs, no sugars. Pop it in the White Claw for Halloween if you're taking your kids out. Taking your kids out.
What are you going to be? Do you know?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do.
You do?
I do. I know what I'm going to be.
Are you going to be a bottle of Strikeforce?
Yeah, for Halloween.
Just put one of these on the head?
Right here. Yep. Just, yep.
Boom. You're going to put a white.
A Strikeforce unicorn. Mm-hmm. If you're watching the show on YouTube, boom. There it is.
Bam, ba down, bam, bam.
Bam, ba bam, bam, bam. Last but not least, we got straightrazors.com. Jabes is what they came for. Give it to them. Give it to the people.
Ooh, that's a clean cut. Smooth. Oh, you like it?
Man, I'm wearing headphones today because I can't hear that well.
Why didn't you take them off?
Didn't matter. I've only got one ear today. I can hear it on my left. Can't hear it on my right.
Oh boy!
Now I can't hear out of either.
Now you're
shave up. Shave your pumpkins.
He's like talking
for Halloween.
Louder. Because you can't hear anything.
Shave your pumpkins for Halloween.
Shave those pumpkins.
Carve them up with a straight razor. Works even better. You can make a fucking sick-ass jack-o'-lantern with a straight razor. And just throw some lube on there. Throw some Vaseline on that pumpkin. Shave it up. They get products for men. And look, transgenders too, I guess. If you're pre-op, you know, before you switch over to a lady, because it's not a ladies' company, obviously, but if you're pre-op,
straight
thinking about
razors?
Switching over, yeah.
No, it's not exactly for ladies. I will say this, ladies, we have so many products that are shoved in our face.
Yep.
On a daily basis, it's guys don't actually have that much. You like it more simple, easier, right?
Yeah.
So. Here's everything that you guys need. From top to taint, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hair. Mustache.
Chin to taint.
Beard. Smelling good.
Yeah. Yeah. Skull to taint. I think we should go because a lot of bald people shave with it.
Yeah, and I would put the beard oil on your pubes, just saying.
Yep. Relaxes them.
Relaxes them, straightens them out.
Nothing like a nice.
And then it's just a curtain.
A nice Eric Clapton
of long,
from Cream.
Straight
pubes.
Hair.
Yeah. Just going around the ding dong.
And the ladies like that, right?
Ladies love it.
A natural merkin.
Yeah. Natural merk.
Yeah. Not a tube
merk.
A nat like
merc.
A lot of people have to do.
Yeah.
Have to put that fake merk on there.
A Natalie Merkant.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Go to straightrazors.com, promo code revolution, 20% off. I'm getting flooded now. I'm going to answer your question here, Matthew Gillespie. I'm ready for I'm getting flooded. I'm getting ready for St. James Street James. That's my Twitter and Instagram handle. review of Jesus is King. That is all I'm. Oh, everybody's okay. just like, I've got to hear this review. That means everybody else is listening to this right now, just being like, yo, either what the fuck is this or this is the greatest thing ever. Please give me your stance on it. I will next week if I'm alive. If not, I'll pop one song at the end of the episode and know that I love that one. You can know that I love that one. A lot of weird shit going on today. With this impeachment shit, by the way, fucking nothing. Everybody's trying to create a story out of nothing now. It's not really anything going on with it at all. But there is no other news that is going on in the world that they can really latch onto. So they're like, oh, people are talking about it. Mm-hmm. There's somebody that is unidentified in the White House that is anonymous. Mm-hmm. Who's writing an anonymous book, and they're saying they're a senior official in the White House, and they're going to write this book, and they got paid like fucking $2 million. And my thing is this. Mm-hmm. If you're going to write a book about being in the White House, right, you've got to say who you are. Otherwise, anybody could fucking do this.
I think probably when it comes out, he will, no? Or it's going to be anonymous.
I don't know. I don't think. I wonder what the legalities of it are. Because Trump said he'll sue, which I would imagine you could. Because, like, are conversations protected or not protected? Like,
yeah, you definitely, like, I mean, you know how the DOD
I do.
Works.
And, we briefly
if
talked about.
If you really don't want to make any money from it, though, you can publish it. But I
yes.
don't know what publisher is not going to want to make money.
Here's what the catch is. They said they're giving all the money to charity.
But you're not going to make
this person
any
is.
Money because you're going to get sued.
That's what I said. And I was like, what the fuck is this? Like when we touched on this yesterday on Drinking Bros Fake News, the Edward Snowden thing. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, oh, you know, I've got this book and the DOD is suing me and it's crazy and they don't want me to make any money off it or whatever. It's like, you know, goddamn well, if you write a book about the CIA or any form of military agency, it has to clear the Department of Defense. I know that. So
but
when you say,
here's how I think about it, where it's coming out. The DOD threatens to sue. They say, go ahead, we'll settle for a certain number. And then they just push the shit out of the book so that they can make beyond that. No? Because let's say our friend Rob, right? Rob O'Neill.
Yes.
So
well,
he got
his cleared. His book was cleared.
Who is the one that...
The other guy from SEAL Team 6.
That yeah. he...
$9.5 million advanced.
And then he got sued for
with
that
my
exact...
Publisher.
Amount.
Yes, with my publisher. So,
but then everything else he made after that, he could keep, right?
I think,
or the publisher probably took because he's got to go beyond $9 million.
Oh
right?
Yeah, which is
plus legal fees and all.
Yeah,
of this.
Yeah, yeah, which is next to impossible.
Next to impossible. But if you go, okay, fine, we'll give you $5 million.
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean? I don't know what the the idea is behind it, because you're not only not making money, Snowden, you're going to be paying money in a lawsuit. And
well, the publisher is, so Snowden's going to have to pay that out of pocket. But I will say this. Part of me wonders with that, the Snowden thing, and then the other guy from SEAL Team 6, not Rob O'Neill, but the other guy who wrote it, and I forget his name. I don't actually, I think he wrote it under a pseudonym or something, but either way. Is there a part of me that thinks, man, the publisher knows you're getting sued. They get so many lawyers you deal with on a daily basis over there that were they like, fuck it, man. Our title is attached to everything else on Amazon. This is going to help our other book sales. So you do one of these once a year where you're just willing to eat a huge lawsuit.
I guess.
I don't know. I don't know what the right answer is for that. But with the Snowden thing, it's just like, ugh, God, the more and more I think about that interview. I love Joe Rogan, and you have to do that interview. We would do that interview. But listening to him just pontificate on how fucking important he is in this world, just like, oof. You know, and I was excited for this. And I told the audience this on the last show. I was like, man, I'm going to go home and watch this tonight. Remember?
Yeah.
I did watch it, and I was not stoked about it.
Well, I had some notes on how they shot it.
Go ahead.
And, no, I mean, I would have wanted a split screen, because otherwise it just seemed like Snowden... Like I was at a seminar for Snowden. Do you know what I mean?
That's what it felt like.
So it was just like I couldn't see Rogan's reaction to it.
Uh-huh.
And he couldn't see Rogan.
Right.
And so to me, it was just like it was Snowden. He was asking himself his own questions. I mean, he would answer questions that Rogan didn't even ask him. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was all like he's practiced that.
But again, you do that interview, you take that interview. It's got millions of views on YouTube.
Sure,
I just didn't like it. In a second. Yeah, I just didn't like Snowden. I always like Rogan.
Yeah.
He's awesome, but I didn't like Snowden. And it was the first time I'd actually seen him speak on camera in front of people. And I did not dig it. So I know we talked about this in the last show of, hey, man, I'm going to watch this shit. But I got home, you and I, we were amped. And then 20 minutes in, we were like, I'm boring.
Yeah, I was like 10 minutes in, bored.
I gave it an extra. I went extra, and then finally I was like, all right.
Jared on the news yesterday was like, once he started talking about the logo, I'm like, Jared, that was 2 minutes in. Yeah. He was already done.
Boy.
ADD Jared.
God, everybody's got that friend who's just fucking ADD, man.
Where they're just like, done, bored, over it. And you're
ADD,
like,
calm down. And I also want to give you a quick update from that story I told on the last episode about my buddies who were talking about, you know, age and single and all that other shit.
What happened?
So my buddy says, I'm gonna read off this text message here because it's here.
Oh God.
He goes, you know, I just got into Columbus. Bumble account is on fire. I don't even know what the fuck Bumble is, by the way.
Come on. It's the dating app where the girl initiates.
Okay. Gotcha. And then he's sending pictures of these people, these girls that are on Bumble, you know, whatever. And he's just like, whoa, this is seriously depressing. And I was like, yeah.
Why?
Yeah. I'm not going to show this on camera because this is a human, but.
Are we talking about
this? Somebody matched with? Forgive me. You and I have been together for 8 years at this point, married for 6. Have not had to use a dating app. I know, me too. Don't worry about it. It's my last show.
It's your last show. We can say all the things, right?
I get a monster insurance policy. You guys are going to be fine forever. But I did not enter the world of.
No, I
app
never
dating,
did.
Right?
I never did. I went on a couple with friend that did a Plenty of Fish. That's more of the like you bring your friends with you. So I've gone with friends to their dates.
Gotcha.
And was just like, oh God, I can't do this. I've never done it because it just seemed like such a nightmare.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you this before I show the picture. Do you match with somebody because of your interests, or is it a swipe thing with Bumble? Like, how does that work? Or the girl gets to pick you?
The girl gets to.
Do you match up on certain interests? Is it purely looks? Like, what's the situation?
You match up on certain interests. I think that the girl, you can both pick each other, but the girl has to be the first one
to initiate it,
to say something.
Okay, so I'm gonna. Are we correct?
Maybe Alec knows.
Alec, are you on Bumble or any of the dating apps? It's only Tinder. No, girls are using this Bumble, I guess.
Bumble, but I mean,
oh, in college it's Tinder. Yeah, I forgot.
So Bumble
Alex in college.
Is maybe for adults. For an older guy, which is someone that we're talking about, right? I mean, he's older.
Glad you're back, Alec. We need that fucking insight right there, brother.
We need that young mind, friend. We need that young college mind.
What are you, 21, Alec?
21.
Yeah, he's 21. So that's all right. Perfect. So it's Tinder in college, right?
Sure.
We didn't have
Tinder
any of this
for the
shit.
Younger folks. Bumble, if you're trying to be respectful to women.
We had it hard, Alec. I had to walk uphill all the way to the bar and go hit on women and try to bring them home. Now you just get to look at pictures all day.
I know.
So I'm going to show you this, Jesse, behind the album here. This is who one of my best friends matched with. And he goes, man, this is bad. Yeah. I don't want to show this because I'm sure this person's a polite person. That's who Chris matched with. And I was like, huh?
Why are you saying his name?
Because there's a million Chris's in the world. It doesn't fucking matter. I'm friends with like 30 Chris's. I feel like there's enough Chris's in the world. It's like, all right, cool. You know?
So you're Chris, your friend Chris that just flew into
Columbus. Stop.
That is.
Yo.
You said all of this
Did
on
I?
Air. You said he just flew into Columbus.
Yes.
Chris.
Okay.
Single.
No need to rehash it. Maybe people forgot about
older,
it. I know. I've forgotten
on Bumble,
about it.
Put the pieces
nope.
together, everyone.
Do
he's
not.
He's not brown skin, so he's not that one.
Do not do that.
He's not a brown skin
I've had a lot
one.
Of meds. I'm trying to ask you a question in a gentle manner, and now
what
you are slamming it home in my face.
No, you actually know a couple different Chris's with that description. But
I do.
And I love the person that you're talking about.
So do I. And he was like, man. So he flew in last night.
Mm-hmm.
And that was who he matched with when he got off the plane.
And I will say, other men his age,
yeah,
that would be a perfect match. But I'm going to say something nice about Chris. He's keeping it tight and he's keeping it right.
Yes.
And he is, you know, he's a fun guy.
So we have
not ready.
We all have friends who are afraid of father time, right? I'm one of them. I try to keep my shit up.
We all are.
No, there is. Look, I have a lot of friends who are definitely not afraid of, like, well, this is who I am. I'm married now. I got kids.
I envy.
So do I.
I envy.
If they're happy, if the wives are happy about it, and vice versa.
Is anybody?
I don't know.
Great question. So anyway,
for the death episode.
So what is your point with that?
My point is this: at that age, right, mm-hmm. keeping it tight, keeping it right, whatever, and then this is what you're faced with.
Mm-hmm.
Man, at that point, I don't know. I would start to feel real depressed about that. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's my options.
But he wants to be a he wants to be a daddy. He doesn't want to be a dad, though, right?
Oh man, since we're saying literally anything we want today, because I just don't care. I'm gonna tell you, I got a late night text from my brown skin friend.
Buddy, I love him. What's going on with him?
He was out on a date last night. He's at a nice restaurant. One of a friend of ours from a restaurant. You know this friend.
Have I been to the restaurant?
Yes, and he's got many throughout the city, mm-hmm. and in Columbus. And mm-hmm. he goes, "Hey man, so I'm with his date smoking hot girl last night."
Sure.
And Chase Young, who is our best player for Ohio State,
mm-hmm.
like he is the very best in the business. He is currently projected to go number 2 in the NFL draft. He is a walking worth of $45 million right now. It's just all he has to do is stay healthy and just get to the draft in April. Mm. Walked by the table last night and said, "What's up?" to his girl, you know, that he was with or whatever, right? And I was like, "Well, what'd you do?" And he was like, "Well, you know, it made me feel good about myself that I was with a hot enough girl that Chase Young thought, you know,
right,
she was hot." And I was like, "Cool, but did you offer her up to him? Because we have a huge game tomorrow. And I want Chase Young to be as happy as he possibly can. So just know, if he has a shitty game and we lose, I'm going to burn down your fucking house,
yeah,
dude. Because you should have volunteered as tribute for the rest of Buckeye Nation that Chase Young was happy, you know?" Was not pleased with that comment.
It's a problematic
He was not pleased
story.
With that comment.
That's a problematic story.
No,
but I'll let it go.
It's not a story, and I'll tell you why. Because the girl gave him a heads up back, like you know, mm-hmm. like, hey, it's mm-hmm. and that's the thing, man. If you have a mega star athlete who walks into a restaurant anywhere in the United States, chances are the mega star athlete wins that one, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You're just like, yeah, all right, I get it. You know? If my lady left me for Kobe or something, I'd be like, well, fuck.
Yeah.
I've told the Matt Dillon story. He walked over to the table and took every girl at the table and just asked him, "How did you like to sit at a better table with me?" All three girls, we were on a triple date, got up and walked. I mean, literally just walked over to his table and then just left three dudes sitting in our table alone. And they had ordered drinks and we already had to pay for everything. And I was just like, I literally looked at it. I was like, oh, I get it.
I get it.
It's Matt Dillon in his prime.
In his prime. Where's he been?
You know, it's a great question. Because I still think he's a good actor, man. And I don't know what he's doing. I know he tried to pop on a TV show on Fox a few years ago, but he's also rich enough that it really doesn't matter. So I find it interesting that him and Cameron Diaz, because they were together for years and years and years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get married. I don't know what happened. I think Matt Dillon just didn't want to. Like, he's that eternal single guy, mm-hmm. right? And she disappeared too. She was gone, and she was like, "Look, I want to be married, and I don't want to deal with this shit anymore." I guess so.
Yeah, she's like retired and making poop books.
I'm sorry?
Books about poop.
What is that?
Some kind of health book, whatever, about our poop or something. Let me look it
Great.
Up. But that's what she's been up to. just the classic tale of a hot actress that leaves the business to make a poop book.
She did show, there was a picture of her though. She showed up the other day.
Well, she's looking good.
At Jennifer Lawrence's wedding.
Oh, that's right.
That J-Law got married.
That was a sad day for you, huh? It was our anniversary. And I'm like, why are you so sad?
She got married on the same day as we did?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Did we talk about that?
Yeah, we did.
Boy.
And I go, I'm sorry, like kind of joking for you to be like, no, babe, I love you. Don't worry about it. And all you said was, won't last.
Nah, won't.
I'll get another chance, basically, is what you were saying.
I'm not saying that at all. Here's the thing with that whole sitch.
I teed you up. And once
she went off the political, I'm going to take, 2 years off or whatever it is to learn politics, essentially.
Oh, yeah, to learn about.
I was like, that ship has sailed. Like, that's, you're already done with life at that point.
Yeah.
She got famous young, and then now she wants to learn about herself.
Yeah.
Blah. You know?
Yeah, but Godspeed.
Yeah, Godspeed.
See you later.
Godspeed. Jabes, I don't have any revolutionary figure today, except for, no, that's not true. That's not true. I was just going to look that up. Who invented
what?
NyQuil.
NyQuil.
Who invented that? Because I've been living off of it, and you should be praised for all that you do. Lunsford Richardson.
Yeah, of course.
A pharmacist in Greensboro, North Carolina. There we go.
All right.
North Carolina creates and sells 21 patent medicines under the Vicks name since the 1890s. You know what's funny, man? You drink this shit, you really do feel like you're drinking something from the 1890s where it's like, I feel like a wagon pulled up and you just get something
like
out of the back.
It should be like an old-timey, apothecary.
God, so here's the standard. They're not a sponsor, but I wish they were. Here's the standard DayQuil bottle, right? Because I got another show today. I'm wondering how that's going to go.
Not good.
Probably not great at all. It's a super serious show.
Yeah. Oops. You're going to be fucking loose.
Anyways,
loops,
if you look at this
dude.
Bottle, right? Nothing flashy, right? Nothing cool. If you made this, though, into a... Where's the fucking... Do we have the... Yeah, there we go. We have these old, like, straight razors bottles. Because that's what I love about this shit,
watch
right?
Watch out.
Whatever. Like, let's say you made it in the old-timey thing of these straight razors
bottles
or whatever, right?
No,
then
I'm
you're
saying like
oh,
a
shit.
Glass, like I'm saying an old apothecary type
this
of
is,
just very simple.
This looks like you're going to die on the straight razors.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, you're going to die if you don't take this, or you might die if you take it. It's either way, but you should be taking it. That's what I feel about DayQuil and NyQuil. They should change their bottling and their packaging. Go back to the 1890s where it's you're buying it out of a snake oil salesman out of the back of a wagon. Oh, hey, so you're feeling sick, you're feeling down, this will get your juices running, you'll feel great in fucking no time. Which is not true. You'll sleep until someone wakes you up, basically shoving you directly into the mattress.
I would use DayQuil, though. There's something in there, even if you aren't sick, that kind of keeps you...
Alert.
Alert. I know when I used to have to do a clopin at the bar.
Yeah. A close and an open, yeah.
Close to open, so you get off at 2 and then you get back there at 8. Not sure how you're going to sleep or anything in between there, so you don't.
Nah.
And we would take shots of DayQuil and then shots of shots, but...
Yeah.
And it would kind
of
like...
Oof.
You know, it was a little bit like a, yeah.
Throw a shot of Jaeger down with NyQuil.
Ooh, NyQuil?
Yeah.
I would go DayQuil, but
no,
unless
you
want to
NyQuil,
sleep.
Unless you would, that'll put you out.
Oh, sure.
The hammer. The hammer of death is what we call that. Jabes, don't know what we talked about for however long this was, but I love you.
Yeah.
I want you to know that.
Oh.
Kids are loved. Life
I'll let
insurance
them know
policy
that,
is,
that you lived the life you wanted to live, and I'll let them know when I get home.
Appreciate it.
And you died the way you wanted to die.
Yeah.
And that was...
You bet. You bet. Big insurance policy. You'll come back to this. Jabes will be sitting in a gold throne eating...
Oh, no, guys. I won't be
bologna
here.
Bologna sandwiches.
If I have money, I would not be here. So this has been fun, and I have appreciated talking to you and meeting all of your sweet little faces. I will not be back if I even get a tiny bit more money than I have now.
Yeah.
I'm gone.
You betcha. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the end, beautiful friends, the end.
No, Kanye.
For the audio show, we're going to throw Salah on here by Kanye West.
Last song he ever wanted to hear.
Last song I ever wanted to hear. Crank this up at a max level. If you don't want to fucking run through a goddamn wall after this, you're not alive. Good night, everyone. We'll be right back.